every half a year maybe to the, how often we have to bring the car? Every 5,000 kilometers. That's for us every 2 weeks. So the, how do we call it in English, Krishna das Kaviraj? A tune-up, yes, a tune-up. So I have designed this japa workshop as good as I could as a tune-up. I've also, by the mercy of Purnamasi, and quite helpful Hare Krishna Maha Mantra workshop sheet, which was prepared by, please help me, by Bharat, Brihat Medanga Prabhu. Yes. Brihat Medanga Prabhu. He uses this to teach his students. And I thought I would just distribute it to you, and you can read it. It has a nice part about the 10 offenses and how to really avoid the offenses by giving you positive means of avoidance. It's very interesting when you are an author in ISKCON, you see yourself quoted often. Hare Krishna, it's very nice. Hare Krishna. So I will, in my japa workshop, make an experience-oriented japa workshop. That is, we will chant together and I will teach you a few methods and systems which you can apply during your japa practice as you see fit. Some of them may not be so compatible and suitable for you. Some of them might be just good to practice one time and during the workshop and then feel the effect and know this technique is there, but you may not use it regularly. It's really absolutely voluntary, or let me say absolutely according to your own choice. Yeah. So, Hare Krishna. Let us please start by singing. No, yeah. Oh, you please play the madanga for this. I have noticed Daniel is a very talented madanga player as well, isn't it? Have you taught him, or did you teach him, or?
In Mayapur.
Oh, in Mayapur. Really? No. What should we sing? Hare Krishna. Jananda Yashoda Tula. Ah, yes. Ah, you have to get the right pitch. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Too high for you, or is it all right? Maybe a little lower, huh? Yes, a little lower. Hare, yes, much better. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is a well-known fact which every one of us to avoid the 10 offenses is possible by a practice in our lives, a practice of knowing what they are and knowing how to avoid them when they are threatening to come up. So for this, we will distribute to you at the very end of this workshop this working sheet, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and you can look on them. As some of you remember from our last workshop, I repeated the statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can be overcome, the offenses against the chanting of the holy names can be overcome if we work on specifically one offense. Which offense is this? Inattention while chanting. So this inattention while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is having different sources, unfortunately, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur lists as Odashina, Pyatya and Vikshepa. Odashina Sinya means an apathetic devotional service, where you do not have a fixed resolve in your sadhana. Some scriptures have said you should chant as if this is your last, as if death is knocking before your door. I think our Bhakta Daniel said he wants to learn from death the determination. So many say bhajan means maran. Maran means dying. This is what you will hear. I've not really found it anywhere. It's almost like folklore tip. We are no longer apathetic when we know our last 7 days or our last hours have come. How can we instill this mood? I personally think it's very difficult to be in the mood that I'm going to die any moment. I have tried in my life to just think, Krishna, I want to come to you. Then yadya is another thing which is to be overcome. It means laziness or inertia. The yoga sutras know that every yoga exercise is accompanied by this laziness. You might know, if I would not really have insisted with a blunt shamelessness on the triathlon, the small time triathlon, you would never have done any exercises. It's the last thing on our mind to do exercises, because the body is a product of the material energy, and it is surrounded by a cloud of laziness. Hare Krishna. You really, the yogis say you have to overcome that lazy energy when you want to do exercises. Don't worry, I will not now force you to do again this small time triathlon. I have this will be a workshop which will be easy to follow, because you will be very active in other ways. So laziness can be overcome if you make an effort to associate with advanced devotees who are uninterruptedly engaged in devotional service. And then there is vikshepa. Vikshepa means distraction or misplacing one's attention in engagements not directly connected with sadhana bhakti. Distraction in chanting produces a type of illusion that leads to increasing material desires. When these attractions cover the heart, the devotee gradually loses interest in chanting. See, this distraction is not a harmless thing. When you allow your chanting too much in the realm of distraction, if you allow your chanting to remain too much in the realm of distraction, distracted chanting, you will see that whilst you are chanting, material desires will be born. In other words, this inexpertly executed bhakti can be the cause of material desires appearing in your heart. It's interesting, isn't it? And you go on chanting in a distracted way and you don't do anything against it, you will find after some time material desires becoming very strong. Oh, I really wish to go to the cinema. Oh, and what is about my old music? I mean, let's have a leave. We are also devotees. I heard something. Let us listen. a little bit. So let's have a little music. Oh, the books. Yes, I heard we should not read non-devotional books. But what is about Sigmund Freud, the famous psychologist? He is very close to being a devotee. Only a little bit was missing. He also spoke about God. He said there is no God, but at least he talked about God. And you will feel so many unreasonable material desires who have a lot of power over you. Ooh, so distracted chanting must be given up. And it said you should make a constant effort to drive these thoughts of distractions away from the mind and diligently follow the rules of Vaishnav etiquette. You should observe Ekadasi vows and fast and chant. Yes, I'm sorry. So please, my dear devotees, know that inattention in chanting the holy name is best to be given up. And you can do that if you find the different causes of inattention, which is apathetic devotional service, yadya, laziness or inertia, and vikshepa, distraction. Hare Krishna. Today, I would like to go with you through some exercises which help us concentrating ourselves. We will, while we chant, engage other senses which usually are not engaged in the supportive practice of, in supporting the practice of the holy name, and by this reach a better amount of concentration. Some of you might remember we had, I think it was on this side, a note taking as something which we discuss what you're reading. Note taking and reviews cycle. Involves more of the senses, and that means a higher focus is possible. Yes. So this note-taking is something which we apply during listening to a lecture. We will apply some concentration exercises which are given in our tradition during our japa. The first is fixing our sight on only one thing, that is the letters of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In this exercise, we will totally engage our sight. You might remember our triathlon. The first exercise was running. We were engaging our legs. What we will do now is a triathlon in concentration. We will engage our subtle senses. That is first our vision and then our inner vision. Please follow this exercise. But before we start, I wanted to play a tape to you, which is my favorite tape. And you will please listen to it. Let us please listen.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Wonderful, isn't it? You can see, you can hear Prabhupada is not only concentrated, there is also some loving mood in there. Have you heard this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It's affection is there. So we will now also learn concentration, the love and affection. It's very difficult to teach that in a workshop. We will not attempt the impossible, really. So let us stay with the concentration. Most of you know these exercises. You will have to look at the names of the different holy names while you chant. We will chant a little slowly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when you are with Krishna, you look at Krishna. When you are with Krishna, you also look at Krishna. When you are with Hare, you look at Hare. When you are again with Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. You follow, huh? You can make yourself comfortable as you feel comfortable. When I give you this sign, it means the beginning, and when I give you this sign, it means the end. I will first give you the speed, I will chant alone, and then you will... This is also a funny exercise where you will, in a second, see the power of the habit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, you have not listened. Whenever someone in our Krishna consciousness movement starts the chant, we will immediately follow. This is a workshop which is a little tricky. There are many things which you will laugh about. You will have to listen very attentively. I will first chant alone to give you the speed, and then when I have finished, then I will make like this. It means it's your beginning. Yes? Not before. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. I have not looked at the letters. I have to do it again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Whenever I say a name, I will look at that name and nothing else. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Often when we chant, our inner sense, our inner eyes distract us. For instance, we might see prasadam before us, or a scene of our daily life, or maybe colors of flowers. And I usually see scenes of the past or scenes of the future before me as I chant. So now, for the second exercise, we will try to engage that inner sense of seeing in the chanting process by trying to visualize the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Visualize means we will close our eyes and we will try to see the Hare Krishna Mantra with us. To help us, we will do a few visualization exercises. Please, when you are ready, close your eyes. And as I'm saying different words to you, please see what I'm saying to you. Yes? Mm. in your inner eyes, please see the castle Radha-Desh as you see it from the flower oval shaped thing which is before the castle, this oval flower park. Please now see the golden devotee, I think he must be well above 3 meters high, who stands on the chair staircase of the temple inside. Okay, thank you very much. And now I would request you to see the cloudy sky over Radha-Desh on a cloudy day. Thank you. Now I request you, a group of Belgium tourists who all look a little overweight coming over the staircase into the temple. You just come out of the temple room and you see them coming in. Remember, they are all a little overweight. Mm-hmm. Now please visualize the beautiful form of Radha Gopinath. Please see the very mild and very luminous or brilliant face of Gopinath before you. The lips, the very fine nose, very nice decorated turban, Radha Gopinath. Now try to see Srimati Radharani. A very elegant and almost aristocratic, but yet so very kind face. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. When you're ready, please open your eyes. Could you see something of the things, or were you a little tired? When one's tired, it's difficult. Manoha is tired.
I'm useless for seeing anything.
Yeah? Really?
My misfortune.
Yeah. Yes, Krishna Chandra, how is it with you? All right? Amazing. Nitya Kishori, something is coming? Good. Now, Krishna Das Kaviraj.
Yeah?
Men are sometimes a little difficult, have difficulties in seeing. Yes, I know Gadadha, for instance, cannot see anything in the mind, except for numbers. Numbers. He's very good in numbers, yes. 2 plus 2 is 5 and such numbers. So now we will again close our eyes, please, when you're comfortable. And we will this time just briefly try to see the name Hare. If we can't see it, we will do a very simple exercise. We will just open our eyes, look at Hare on the nice board, close our eyes and import this Hari into our heart. Good. You might like to do the same thing with Krishna. Look quickly on the blue board. There you see the letters written in yellow. Close your eyes, please, and see the name Krishna in your heart. Now please look briefly at Rama. Let us see the R, the A, the M, the A. Close your eyes and again see Rama with your inner vision. Now we will do a quick exercise which will be extremely interesting for Manoha. Please open your eyes for the moment. We will chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and try to internally visualize the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As we do. Before we do this, we will do something simple for Manoha. Manohaji, close your eyes and everyone else also. And now imagine a piece of white paper before you, very big, like a wall. You have a nice blue pen and you can write now in big letters, Hare on it. Write the H-A-R-E. Manoha, can you do this? No answer. Can you do it? So easy. Hare.
I don't even see white paper.
Manoaji. Good. No problem. No problem. Good. You just try to do the now Krishna. Every one of you. K-R-I-S. H-N-A Krishna. Now Rama. R. Bigger letters. Why do you write such small letters? Rama. R-A-M-A. Okay. So we will chant now very slowly and try to visualize in our mind. I will give you this sign. Then it's time for you to start. But first I will chant alone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. One little word about mind control. You have to do it gently. The moment you do mind control too energetic and desperate, you will lose it. The mind will become agitated by this. I would really like to give you an example which I'm just at the moment learning from Prahladananda Maharaj. Oops, no problem. It's all right. It's all right. A simple stretching exercise. Because in Mayapur I've danced so much and I have still a little pain in the calves. So in stretching, this will be very helpful for you also. You also sometimes have this in the calves?
Yeah.
You simply before dancing and after dancing do this exercise. Now there is a little tension in the calves. But you should never do it in a way that the tension is too big, because then When you're stretching it too much, the muscle develops with a counter with a cramp. So the very thing which you want to get rid of, the cramp, by pulling your muscles this way, will become intensified if you stretch too hard. I did this, of course, like all Germans, and felt after so much stretching no effect. And then I learned of the counter-stretch effect. The same thing happens with your mind. You can control it, but if you try it too hard, oh no, you're supposed to see something, you rascal, and you don't see anything, then the mind will rebel and will not work with you. If you pull that mind back to when you chant, don't use too much force, nor use too little force. It's something you have to find out. Krishna in the Gita gives us an ideal recipe. He says, yato yato nishchalati tato to manas yes, vachetanya. Thank you very much. I can't really hear you so well because of my old age impending, old age, but there is a verse which says, from wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering nature. You have to pull it back and bring it under the control of the self. So when you are trying these concentration exercises, please don't try like, you know, sometimes see these devotees, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Oh, you do feel so much compassion, my dear devotee. What are you doing to yourself? You will most probably end in a mental hospital if this continues. Or violent shaking, and you feel like, oh, please, 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 this is not the way. For this is only Western interpretation of mind control. You know, you have to be really careful. Is my stretching example? I'm very, very happy to have this example. Is it clear to you? I think we can understand. If I go, for instance, like, I will only indicate. You know, if I go like, then my leg will almost jump at me. You know, and this is too much. Just gently, like this. Not too long, because I'm not a sportsman. Okay. Now, after this word on mind control, we will go to the second exercise. We will try to now try to develop our voice. When we chant the holy name, we should chant in a way which where we call out for Krishna in a loving way. There's a very nice verse in Bhajan Rahasya. O Ananta, O Hari, I have been drowning in this material ocean since time immemorial. I have been swimming and swimming, but I have not found the end of this great and fathomless material ocean. While drowning, I cried out in distress, help! Someone please rescue me! At that time, you came, and as I understood your lotus feet as the shore of this ocean, a seed of hope arose in my heart. Oh, Hari, you are the most compassionate. In me, you have certainly found the most appropriate recipient for your mercy. So, we want to now try to learn to call out for Krishna in a loving way. This simple prayer, please accept me, my Lord. Please accept me. Prabhupada, he says so nice, oh, the energy of the Lord, oh, the Lord, please accept me. We have no other prayer. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry, and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me. Please accept me. Mm-hmm. So for this we will really not do any big exercise. We will just try to be in the mood that we are... oh yeah, here's a wonderful prayer which will help us to go in the mood. It's a traditional Buddha Shuti prayer which pujaris know very well. It should be in this wonderful notebook. I'm by nature... Please think about this. We will make some music that it's easy. Wait until mother and daughter have finished their discussions, and then I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my bad fortune, I have been inimical towards Him from time immemorial. And thus I have identified myself with my body and continuously wandered in the cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an infinitesimal spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And so, by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. So let us please call out for Lord Krishna inside our mind. I will first chant for you so that we don't go too fast. If you are more comfortable, close your eyes or keep them open, as is ideal. I think it's good to close the eyes when we are in a group doing this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. It is, you have chanted very nice from the heart and from the feelings, and it's really nice. But for the workshop, I would like to introduce you to the system of calling out. And I will now call out with you a syllable. It's a beach mantra, which is very powerful, and we can call it really out. It will be loud, and maybe the devotees will become worried because it will become quite loud in a moment in here. It's a syllable. Do you know what is a beach mantra? Kling is a beach mantra which those who chant Gayatri know. From it, Radha and Krishna manifest. Another mantra is, I think we shouldn't really chant it so loud, but quite loud, Trom. I will write it down for you. It's actually not possible at the moment. No problem, no problem. Trom is a mantra which is related to who can guess or who knows. Nish, it sounds like Nishinadev, isn't it? I will chant it and request you to chant after me. Trom, 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 trom. Powerful, huh? It really drives away the ghosts and the mental platform. So please, in the mood of calling out for Krishna, but let us chant again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The danger is, and some of you have fallen into the danger, that you only chant with your voice. We want to chant with our heart. So you have to somehow get it together that, oh Krishna, please accept me. You have to activate your inner voice, your heart. What I always do is, but I'm a little mystically minded, and I consider myself residing in the area of the heart. I don't want to be a heart dead person, Hare Krishna, and only an externally active person. So I don't wish to make it overly complicated, just maybe think of it like, Krishna, please accept me. I'm drowning in the waters of my material life, which is like an ocean. Mm-hmm. I will do it once again. I will have to go into the heart. It's not so easy. Okay, there I am. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. I really suggest to you that sometimes before chanting, you can read prayers like the one which Srila Prabhupada prayed when he was still on board of the Jaladuta in the Boston airport, where he says, "My dear Lord, please make me dance as you want." Some very devotional prayers which speak to you so that they install in you a mood of crying out. It's not so easy to do it in a workshop. You know, we can't order our spiritual emotions or our moods. Now be in the mood of crying out. It is just, thank you nevertheless for trying. I just wanted to give an idea on this. Now comes an easier workshop. For this workshop, I really have to request you. It is a simple sensibility workshop. Norbert, I have to do something. Please don't watch me for a moment if you can. I have to do something secret. Anyways, we have no secrets. Okay. So, I would like to request you now to be very, very calm and peaceful and just listen to different, I will make different sounds for you and you will have to identify the sounds. Yeah? We won't make it so messy. I will request you what the sound is and you can just say it. My first okay, please close your eyes. Please sit in a straight way, but a little bit relaxed, and please stop moving everything and just listen very carefully into the room. Try to listen to all the sounds in the room. Do you maybe hear sounds from outside? Maybe do you hear sounds from inside? I think we all hear the monster clock ticking. Are there any other sounds which we hear? The clock? I hear myself breathing. Can you hear yourself breathing? Now a car is coming. Or better, a truck. Try to really hear. Oh yeah, there's an insect flying. Thank you. Now I will make one sound. Please identify it. It will be very simple in the beginning. I will become more difficult. So simple. Please don't look. Soon you will hear a more difficult sound. I don't refer to the children playing outside. Now the sound comes. Who can tell me what sound this is? Without looking, please. Yes? Please.
Pen?
No.
Glasses?
Yes, the glasses snapping together. Another sound will come. Listen very carefully. It's really an exercise. All your mind should go. What was that? Should I do it again? The marker on the paper. Thank you very much. You can come as a member of Sherlock Holmes. Now comes another sound. Be very attentive, please. What was that sound? I will do it again for you. Listen very carefully. The lighter. Very good. The lighter. You become expert. Pen, someone said. Now comes a little, don't be afraid, it will be a little louder, but not too loud. What was it? Was it all? And throwing it in the garbage. Very good. Wait a moment. I have to now make a sound to cover the other sound. One moment. Okay. Now comes the other sound. I had to get it. Oh, now there's a sound from outside. What could be the sound from outside? Computer. Oh, this may be, oh yeah, I thought it was a person fanning his hair or her hair, but I'm not from the computer. But is it maybe our own computer here?
Yes.
Maybe you can extinguish it for a moment, the Shri computer. Or not if it will make a disturbance in the life of the computer. Because this will be a very subtle sound. First I will start with a simple sound. Listen very carefully, it comes. What was this?
Ripping paper.
Good. Now listen very carefully. I think it might be the most difficult exercise. Oh, you're very learned. Yes, plastic. Now listen very careful. That's a very dangerous sound. Can you hear it? No, you can't hear it. It was paper burning. Ah. Hopefully I don't burn it to pieces. you couldn't hear it. What to do now? Can you maybe go to hurry, go to the bar? No, I think it has stopped. I better hold it. So now, wait a minute, there was something else in my mind. I have to go make again a covering sound to prepare the experiment. Okay. So now listen. Glasses box. You know everything. All right. I really have nothing else to offer at the moment. you can please open your... has it really stopped burning? Yes. So, now with your sensibilized ears, I request you very humbly and urgently to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and just hear the sound vibration. Try to really hear yourself chanting. As we said last time, this is one of Prabhupada's very, very, I find it very, very relevant instruction on chanting. He has said, from his perspective of a pure devotee, what is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? We can answer, Srila Prabhupada, so wonderful that we know of you, a pure devotee whose mind is simply not in the way of Krishna. So, but we are different. Our minds are impure and they are bound to be distracted. But we will now do what Prabhupada said. We will just chant and hear. Try to really hear, just like you try to listen to the monster watch and the clapping glasses and the cigarette lighter, or what is it? How do we call it? This? Yes. Cigarette lighter, you know, or incense lighter. And then so you will please now listen to the chanting of the Hare Krishna, and you will see it's a really intriguing exercise. It's good that we have a very good acoustic room and that we are not too many devotees. I found out this morning when the temple room was not so full at around 6 o'clock, it was easier for me to concentrate. But before 6, there was so much noise was there. So please do this now. Are you ready? Very good. Let me just put my little magical containers here. I have a few things to stimulate your senses, to pacify your senses. 5 drops. Please close your eyes when you are ready. Please listen. I will try to chant one good round, not round, mantra. And then after I've chanted one on the signal which you know, please start and just listen. But please listen to your own chanting and not the chanting of your neighbor. Only your own chanting, please. We will chant a little bit longer on this exercise, maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes even. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The exercise again is to only listen to the sound, the beautiful sound of the holy name. We merge is maybe a word which we don't like. We absorb our consciousness totally in each of the names. Yes? Again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Some of you do the same mistake which I always do. It is so nice to be carried by the group. But here we are not listening so much to the group. We cannot help but hear the group, and it is certainly very nice and supportive. But we wish to hear our own chanting, not the group's chanting. That means we have to single out our own voice from the chorus of voices. Another thing is, please don't start chanting faster. Please respect the speed, which is a little slower than you are accustomed to chant, so that there is no disruption in the by having different sounds. Please let us again start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will now try something on the path of hearing, which several devotees adopt. It is to make like a telephone, like this. You can make like this, you know. Yes, Hare Krishna, Hare. By bending the ear a little bit like this, you will have a connection and you will automatically hear you better. And then you can speak in the hollow thing. If this is not so, if you don't like it, this so much, you can just close your ear by putting, what is this called? This part, yeah, sure. The fleshy part here. Hare Krishna, Hare, and close your ear like this. Or you can just
I prefer really to do, no, this sounds so. You can do it also like this, as you want, to just help you hearing yourself a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Let us please do it. We take the left hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Can I please have a quick feedback? How is it going? Yeah, it's very. Please, other feedback.
Yes. I can sense my mind is tamed.
Tamed. Yes, I also feel like that very much. Tamed. Tamed like a wild animal which has become tamed. It means it's no longer so unruly and naughty and jumpy and so on. The reason why this is tamed is because you have done a few concentration exercises, which are just very, very good. I am agreeing when I couldn't imagine chanting my rounds by looking the whole time at the mantra sign like this. This is a mantra sign. But it does help to do it at least for a few seconds even. Seconds maybe. Let us say for a quarter of a round. And also when you practice to really think about Krishna, this is a more devotional exercise where you think, oh my Lord, I'm yours. It sobers you up. I'm yours. I'm drowning in the ocean. So some prayer is very good. When I get a little time, I want to work on the nectarian ocean, and I will have a prayer section, favorable prayers which bring a devotee in the right and sober mood. And also, this thing with the hearing might work. I think I have not explained the technique very good. Can I please take the chance again? It's called the telephone technique. You take the ear with the top of the fingers, and then you bring it like this. Can you see it? I will now go to the Mataji. Please see. It is somehow you. Please do it and just try for a moment. It's gentle. But this is, you are only in the bones, this is internal bone chanting. But this is something else. You will be a little bit surprised how your voice sounds, actually. And you won't find it maybe as sympathetic as you would wish it to sound, because when you speak, a lot of what you hear is, you know, bodily. It's from the bones and the lungs and the natural, wie sagt man, Klangkörper, resonance. Yes, but this is a little more like almost like metallic, which you will hear. But you will hear it very, very good. Please just for a moment, let us do this. And just chant, huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please concentrate on your own sound, huh? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't worry about your voice. Main thing is your sound, huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try to please come into a prayerful mood. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Devotees are saying, how to come in a prayerful mood? It's very simple. You think of Krishna and you think of yourself addressing Lord Krishna. Like yesterday, this question was, how can I put my heart in what I do? You have to think, I'm doing this for Krishna. Very, very easy to come into a prayerful mood. If you know it is an address to Lord Krishna, you are addressing Krishna. You can, the scriptures say, the Sanat Kumar Sanghita says, you should think of Lord Krishna as he stands under a kalpa briksha tree, in the threefold bending pose, playing on his flute, with Srimati Radharani on his left side, surrounded by the gopis, the gopas, and the cows. This is what you should think of according to Sanat Kumar Samhita. I have done this in India, where the devotees are naturally born more with an inclination to meditate. And they told me that this meditation is nice, but because they are not really trained in it, it diverts them. Because it's too much, you know, Krishna, and a flute, and he smiling face is also there, and Radharani, the gopas and so on. And therefore, in my workshops, based on that experience, I don't do it, but I encourage devotees to think of the Krishna. There must be some idea of Krishna in your mind, some picture of Krishna, maybe a favorite picture. And you can, for a moment, think of that. If you again notice, when you think of this, that the effect starts, which I have described, this the stretching cramp, you know, this, when you do it too hard and then in other words, when it happens to you that you do your mind, that you control your mind, and all of a sudden it rebels because you apply too much direction and force on it, and it's not used to it, then this is obviously not good. Anyways, I'm just mentioning this. I'm aware that there are devotees like Manohar who are very nice devotees, but who are just visualizing and seeing things. I'm sorry, this doesn't work, you know. These devotees should not feel frustrated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what we can do is to concentrate on Krishna. We can just sit before the deity and look at the deity. That is all, the Lord has appeared in this form so that we can see him and so on. In fact, there is a tape which I have. It's not in the organized tape ministry. It's the Prabhupada really speaks to devotees who have trouble, and he tells them they should chant before the deities. And nothing works, sit before the deities and chant. Our Bhakta Brahm has also instructed us in this technique. He told that we should do this. Wonderful. So I would like to end this Japa workshop now by requesting you to do the most difficult exercise. That is, we will now chant in our own speed. Up till now we have all chanted in one voice, and this is a kind of unusual to do for us. Please do it in your own speed now and apply whatever helps you to concentrate your mind. Maybe you want to look for a moment while you chant on the japa, on the sign. I think Robin was doing this last time, and he had some good experience to just use it for some time. I'm not saying all the time and for a prolonged time, but just for some time. Maybe others of you feel more comfortable while they chant to really call out for Krishna, please save me, please accept me. You know, maybe this is it. Or others feel that they would like to visualize that chanting the holy names for a while. Whatever you feel at this moment helps you, please try it. Please don't be disappointed in the first 30 seconds. It will be a little struggle. This is natural because the mind is now accustomed to chant in one voice. Now we break this habit again and bring the mind out of its comfort zone. He will protest, but anyways, he has done so many things already today. He will also surrender to this one after some time, no problem. Okay, so we will immediately start. I have even an idea. We will add another chanter, a pure chanter to our... I have to just see that I'm doing it. Oh, sorry. This is the wrong tape. Tape recorders are made for japa workshops. Did you know this? Why don't we do it first? We just chant together with Prabhupada for some time. Would you like to do it? And then we do the other experiment. So, how loud? Like this. Hari Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. I don't know what happened with the tape. Maybe we have to turn it around.
I agree. Usually we use only a little bit. I didn't record all the tape.
Oh, why not?
We can shortly go back in the beginning.
Then go back in the beginning, please. So, very nice. I saw some of you trying this, the telephone. I call it always the telephone. I hope it's not too childish to call it like this. Now we will chant, as we have indicated, on our own speed. I will have this a little bit in the background.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Ram, Hare Hare. I think it was very useful for us to do this exercise, each one chant alone. How easy it is to fall back into the old habit of chanting mindless rounds, unconcentrated, without taste, where we think, well, after this I will do something else and maybe eat a sweet, and so on. If you want to really improve your japa, it is very important to move on to work on your understanding of your japa. I mean, why do you chant? And to work also on the mood, on the proper mood in your japa. This will help you very much to do it. And it's certainly an exercise which you need to do in your own four walls, where you read maybe statements from Srila Prabhupada about the necessity of good japa and so on and so forth. I want to thank you very much now. At the final end, I could request three devotees to just quickly go through to every one of you. I will talk a little bit more and give these three sheets four, it's actually, which Maritya Kishori has currently photocopied for us. These sheets come from Mahamantra, Brihat Medanga. I'm always saying the wrong names. Brihat Medanga Prabhuji. And it's not that I put my signature under every statement which he makes. But I think it's interesting. I would express a few things differently, but I'm not an authority on chanting by no means. I just want to say it's something which I give you, like the Back to Godhead sometimes says, not all the articles printed in Back to Godhead necessarily reflect the... I think Back to Godhead doesn't write this disclaimer, but usual magazines say not all the articles totally reflect the editor's opinion. But it's... there's nothing wrong in it. It's just... So here is sheet one. Here is sheet two. Maybe you just go like... Here is sheet three. And here is sheet four. Each one of you will get all the sheets. They're numbered, so it's easy. Krishna Chandra, can you give this to your mother, please? It's the original, which belongs to Purnamasi. Yes.
Maharaj, I think all the devotees here have the experience that the later you leave your rounds in the day, it seems the harder it is to chant.
Yeah.
And I know that earlier today we were saying how the hours of sleep before midnight are more beneficial than after midnight. And just from personal experience, but it may not be the same for everybody, but I find if I'm able to chant some rounds before Mangalarti, because the senses haven't really woken up yet, it seems a little easier to kind of concentrate on mantra before Mangalarti forever.
Yeah. There is a rule which I used to, in the beginning, tell new devotees. Of course, I know the chanting before Mangal Aarti is very... When I lived in the temple, I chanted all my 16 rounds on principle before Mangal Aarti. Did the Mangal Aarti and then started with my translation service from translating Srila Prabhupada's books. These were the old times when we did many very, very intense things. What I would recommend devotees nowadays is try to finish your rounds before 10 o'clock. This, I find, is a very good measurement. It's a very good technique, so to say. Try to finish before 10 o'clock in the morning. But obviously, if you can rise earlier and chant already before Mangal Aarti, you have a very good start. At the same time, I personally would not really recommend this so much, because there is a certain passionate mood in it. I will get it done over with. We should be very careful to not begin to reward our minds with these typical... Europeans don't like Americans very often. With these typical American motivational forces. You're not American, you're Canadian. I must be very careful to not say this. Obviously, there is no typical American or the typical European. It's not good to work with these bodily designations. Yeah, but so if it works for you, very good. But be careful to not use unspiritual techniques for.
Actually, Shukirti told a nice story that one time he was with Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he finished and said, 16 rounds. Now I can do any old damn thing I want.
Does he chant the other day? It's not do any nonsense. It doesn't say
Now I can do any nonsense I want.
Yeah.
You know? He said anything. Which is not that we should write that.
Yeah, he played the role of any devotee. Yeah. He was more ironic. Yes. All right. So, my dear devotees, it's 6:30. Chaitanya Chandra has a last thing.
How important is it to pronounce Ram or Rama?
The answer is here.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
I must say, what I hear is Hare Rama. A little A. See, it says, it's a pity that it's not here, but about the first A, on that side, Vrinda Devi's, it's really a work of art. I really want to congratulate you. It's really beautiful. Really, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. You should, in the future someone will buy this for 3 million euros. Rama, so the first A should have a sign that it's spoken long. So I'm hearing Rama. Would you like to hear again, Chaitanya? Please listen very carefully. You seem to not be convinced. You only hear Ram. Kind of A, ne? Rama, Rama, Rama. Yes. Yeah, the Nandan Prabhu.
Rari Kalaman Prabhu, our Sanskrit teacher, told us that this comes from languages from North India, like Hindi or Bengali. Sometimes they don't pronounce the last vowel. But Sanskrit should be pronounced everything.
Which is there, yeah.
It's like a short vowel.
Yeah. Yeah, Rama, Rama. See, Krishna listens to many languages. In the Nectar of Devotion, it is said he hears all the languages, even the languages of the animals. So devotees address him in different languages. The Chinese people, with their Hale Lama, Hale Lama, they can't say Rama. At least we should check again. Yes? Have you met them?
We had a tape of CD from China in the US, and they were singing really in this house, but they couldn't.
Yeah. Hare Lama, Hare Lama. Krishna will hear it. But they should maybe make some voice operation. So that is possible. I would say to you, in your sincere question, I know this question. Do it like I'm doing it with a which is present, because otherwise it wouldn't be there. But there are also tapes where Prabhupada speaks the Hare Krishna mantra, and there's Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I have such a tape also. It's from the end of a lecture. And the devotees put the tape again and again and again and again. Hare Krishna. Or when he sings it, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know this Hare Krishna tune? There's also the A is present in Prabhupada singing. But Krishna will also hear if you say Rama. But here, I really hear a little A. It's there. It is not so pronounced there, it's a little less there, but it is there. So in this way, I think we should chant Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mm-hmm. Is your question answered?
Yes.
Good. Good. Fine. So, once again, my dear devotees, I want to thank you very much for having me and having invited me again to give this retreat. I really hope that your Bhaktivedanta College will have a glorious future, and that somehow the momentum which has been created with you can be maintained and increased even in the future. You might even consider to do service for the Bhaktivedanta College by inviting devotee friends for the next term, making a little advertisement. I have also done this. I found one very nice devotee who will come here. And, yeah. Please be in that mood of being pioneers. It will help you very much in your spiritual life. It's good to be a pioneer and not just someone who sits in the apartment which is already furnished for him by others. Good. So we will see each other this evening and tomorrow also, where you will have prepared your relevant inquiries. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gornitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama. Ja, ja, ich habe schon die erste genommen von heute.
Since tomorrow Maharaj will be meeting individually, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank very much Maharaj for his wonderful seminar, and for me has been very interesting.